good.
We were sitting together when I sent this to you.
Randy, you want to come up?
Just okay, yesterday.
Okay.
Zombie, yesterday, yeah, Thursday.
I'll call Christine.
Zombie. Okay,
here we go.
I'm going to open the House Committee on Consumer Government and General Government and Consumer Protections. House Committee on General Government and Consumer Protection. The date is February the 15th, 17th. God, 2012.
Okay.
And we're going to open a possible work session on Senate Bill 1537.
I don't think it's possible anymore.
The real thing.
A work session.
It's Friday afternoon. Yeah.
So, committee members, thank you for being here. And this is the bill that we had discussion about, whether it would be 50 years, 60 years, 75. Mr. Tucker, do you want to comment on your position that you negotiated?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Very, very briefly, my name is Randy Tucker. I'm Metro's Legislative Affairs Manager. As you recall, we had a conversation about both the number of years in the bill for which there has been, during which there's been no contact with the owner of a grave before you can initiate the process outlined in the bill. And we also had a conversation about the number of days, once you do initiate that process, that anyone would have to respond to the notice. We had a hallway conversation after the hearing and worked out with with a couple of your committee colleagues, and I hope you'll agree, and also with my Metro team and with the representatives that were here from the Cemetery Association of Oregon, including one who didn't testify but was watching. We all agreed to go ahead and lengthen the number of years to 75 years, which would leave almost no one living probably that would have purchased a grave, and that's fine, you know, for our purposes. And also we agreed to lengthen the period of notice to 120 days to give somebody a little bit more time to respond and, you know, to get the message in the first place. So we're comfortable with that amendment, and I hope you will be too.
Thank you very much. Committee members, any questions? Mr. Tucker?
Just one.
Yes.
Are zombies living or not?
Like this bill, Representative Clem, they are undead. I hope.
Okay.
So far.
Okay. We have the everything we need to move the bill?
That's correct.
Okay, guys. Co-Chair, I hope you're okay to move it. Need the dashboards.
Yeah. Mr. Chair, I move the dash four amendments dated February 16th, 2012 be adopted to Senate Bill 1537.
Co-Chair Hovey moves the dash fours into Senate Bill 1537, dated February the 16th, 2012. Any discussion, objections?
In favor.
Okay, thank you very much, Representative. Hearing
just for the record, Ms. Chair, if nobody else will speak up on this, I think this is a good policy to lengthen this time out in case someone's family does have certificate or for a gravesite or a plot, and they don't deal with it until somebody dies. And 50 years seemed like it might sometimes impact folks. And when people are maybe 95, they're a little bit slower, so it seemed prudent to move it from 90 days to 120.
Thank you very much for those comments. Representative Smith?
Yeah, I do want to say two things. First of all, I want to say thanks to the advocates for the bill, who I mean, I know this is a short session. I know, you know, dealing with amendments in 48-hour turnaround time is tricky. Hugely appreciate all the work you did. And in terms of the length of time, I also want to thank you for your help on that. When we were thinking, well, should it be, it felt like it needed to be something more than 50. When we were thinking between 65 and 75, it occurred to us that the big difference would be World War II vets. And it seemed to me to have the cutoff line right after World War II rather than right before would mean the likelihood that, oh, wait, why'd you pick the year? Why'd you pick the day? So that if some World War II vet moved away and then came back, he's lost his plot. Well, that'd be sort of unfortunate. So that was part of the rationale behind the 75 years, that with this, it'll cut nearly every World War II vet will be, ought to have moved through their circle of life. And I appreciate all the work.
Going to recommend he carry the bill. I don't know, after that long discussion.
That was not a long discussion.
We don't have time in February for him to carry another bill.
Yeah. You see how short I was today? I'm the shortest, man.
Okay, seeing no objection, the dash four is accepted and adopted into the bill.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 1537 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Co-Chair Hovey moves Senate Bill 1537 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion, seeing none. Vote, please.
Representative Cameron.
Excused.
Representative Clem.
Aye.
Representative Matthews.
Aye.
Representative Widener.
Aye.
Vice Chair Sheehan.
Yes.
Vice Chair Smith.
Aye.
Co-Chair Hovey.
Aye.
Co-Chair Wisman.
Aye. Thank you very much. With that, Senate Bill 1537 is passed, and we'll close session on that.
Committee McCarrier.
Does anyone want to step forth?
I'll carry the bill.
You would like to? Thank you. Representative Smith will be the carrier.
Oh, wait a minute. You asked to do it.
With that, we'll close the committee meeting on general government and consumer protection.